those songs. Appreciated Ellie playing. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. And what Hannah was singing was what Solomon said in the Song of Solomon when he said he's the fairest of 10,000 and he's altogether lovely. Amen. If you got your Bible, let's open up to the book of Acts, chapter number 9. In the book of Acts, chapter number 9, and you find that place if you're able. Let's stand together. And of course, Acts chapter number 9 is Saul's conversion, and thank God for that. Amen. Anybody in here happy that Saul got saved? Amen. Yeah, right. I'm sure enough glad for that. Ain't you, Jesse, glad for that? Thank God. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't known how to been saved if the Holy Ghost hadn't moved on Paul, wrote it down, pinned it down for us in this Bible. Amen. Hey, so many things he's wrote that I've got help from, and if you're saved, you did too. Amen. 14 out of the 26 books or so, or 27 out of the New Testament, and the Apostle Paul wrote it, that is, if you count Hebrews, and I do. Amen. Yeah. Just want to go on record as saying, and I do. Thank God. And so the Bible says, and that don't have nothing to do with the message. That just makes me happy, all right? Acts chapter number 9, I'm interested in one verse, verse 31. The Bible records these words. It says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and were multiplied. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And God, I thank you, Lord, for the good singing we've heard. Thank you, Lord, for the good worship we felt. Thank you for the good Spirit of God. And God, I sure enough am glad to get to be in the house of God on a Wednesday night. And the Lord, looking for you to do great and wonderful things in our church. I pray, God, that you would reach down to where we're at. And God, meet with us in a special way tonight. I pray, God, that you deal in the hearts of the saints and the sinners alike. And God, I really do pray. I'd ask you, God, that if this is the last time and I'd ever get to preach or proclaim the word of God, I'd ask you, Lord, simply and humbly tonight, God, that you'd help me to get it out the way I feel like, and Lord, that you put it in. And God, that's not never happened one time yet. But God, I sure enough would like to experience it one more time before I go to heaven. God, it gets so good when it's me and you. God, you just pouring it in. God, I know my stammering tongue. I know my feeble body and my feeble mind. I'm not able to get it out, but I'm asking you, Lord, to help that by the aid of the Holy Ghost, to say what needs to be said, and to help us to commit it to you, Lord, I pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Christ's name, I do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to say this to you tonight, friend, but I look and I'm going to get back to that and about the things. I'm not done with it by any stretch of imagination. I've been looking at in the book of Acts about the church getting back to the pattern, and I think that's necessary if there's ever a time. I mean, if there's ever a time that the church of the living God ought to get back to what the Bible says that a church is supposed to look like, and what it's supposed to be. I mean, in our age where everything goes and all that sort of thing, my friend, that's not what the Bible says. Amen. And if we're ever going to have the power of God and to be what God have us to be, then we can't go based on what our grandmamas and granddaddies thought. And we can't go based on you know what one generation said was right. Thank you. Listen, I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad tonight. And thank God, if you can read on a sixth grade reading level, you can see right here exactly what the Lord expects the church of the living God to look like. Amen. And I say, we ought to just say, amen, God, that's what we ought to be. And that's what we ought to do. And so we looked at that there's a few things that the church is sure to do, and the church is sure to spread, and to thank God for that. I almost felt like I might preach that again tonight, but I'm glad we are supposed to spread grace, spread the gospel, and spread some glory. Amen. And I thought not only was the church sure to spread, but I'm glad the church is sure to be sanctified. Amen. If you're a part of the body of Christ, there is a progressive sanctification that ought to be happening in your life as we speak. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend, there ought to be things today that 10 years ago, maybe you was all right with it, that the Holy Ghost said, not no more. Amen. And every day we ought to be growing closer. Amen. Ought to be getting to thank God. Our prayer life ought to be getting deeper. Thank God. Listen, I'm just saying we ought to be sanctified. And then the church is also sure to suffer. And I know nobody likes that one too much. But I'll say this, yea, all who shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer a persecution. Amen. And so thank God, I'm glad when it comes, and we can just step back and raise up our hands and say, God said it was coming, and here it is, thank God. But if the Lord help me tonight, I want to give you some good news on a Wednesday night, and I want you to watch what the Bible said in verse number 31. He said, then the churches had rest. Amen. I want to go on record saying this, that the church will be sheltered no matter what's happening all around us. Amen. I've got good news, good news. I mean, listen, friend, it doesn't. The church is going to be the church, whether Nixon's in office or Reagan's in office or Clinton's in office or Obama's in office or Trump's in office. Thank God. The church can still be the church. Amen. Listen, these folks, and they say, I hear them talk about it all the time, and they say, boy, this is not the America that I grew up in. That may be true, but this is the church I grew up in. Amen. I thank God, friend, at the church, I'll just keep on being the church until the Lord calls it home. Amen. You say, Brother Kevin, some things are changed. Some for the worse, that's true. But some for the better. Amen. And don't you doubt that either. Thank God. Hey, listen, friend, I want you to understand, everybody's down on a lot of folks in the church, but the folks that I'm around and the people I talk to, I care more about their walk with the Lord today than folks that I knew 20 years ago. I care more about reading the Bible, and I'm not saying everybody didn't. That's not my point. But my point is, if you listen to some folk talk, the church is done. Amen. But that's not so. Amen. Let me say this. 40 years ago, I was singing page 120, and I had victory in my heart. And 40 years later, I'm still singing page 120, and I still got victory in my heart. Hey, listen, 35 years ago, shouting was in order, praying was in order, and I got good news. It still is. Amen. Thank God. I know, listen, I know everybody's gone liberal. Everybody understands that. But you ought to just stop for a second and say, thank God, thank God. I mean, thank God, thank God. Hey, I'll tell you this. Probably if you came to church on a Wednesday night, I'm not suggesting everybody in here is spiritual, but I'm not also suggesting nobody in here cares either. Amen. I'd say this, thank God. You did come on a Wednesday night. You're at least interested in the things of God. Amen, amen, amen. Get down on folks if you want to. At 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, they showed up after work. I'm going, they got 500 things to do. And they said, I'm going to go, and I'm going to worship the Lord. Amen. And I think there's much to be said about that. Amen. And so let me say this. I get a message. That just made me happy, all right? I may not get there, but I'll try my best. I start thinking about this. Now listen, you understand the church started off, and the church was in a lot of trouble. And the apostle at that time, Saul, and the apostle Paul later, was wreaking havoc on the church. And everywhere they went, they had trouble, except when they went one place. And when they went to the house of God. And boy, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like coming to the house of God to me. And now, I'm not a church worshiper. I'm a Christ worshiper. But thank God, if you're going to worship Christ, you're probably going to
gonna have to go to church, amen. Praise God, y'all gonna make me unhappy on that one. That'd help me out, thank God. That's this nonsense about, hey, you know you're gonna worship. I talked with a fellow not long ago, and when we was talking, I said, are you born again by the grace of God? He said, oh yes. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it sounded good, amen. I said, where you go to church at? And he went like this. He said, Brother Kevin, he said, the woods are my church. And I said, thank God, listen, that's pretty good. The Constitution must be your Bible, because you never did read none of that in there, amen. Now, the Bible's very clear, and we ought to go to the house of God, amen. And thank God, listen, everything God does in our age, he does it through the local church, amen. And God designed it that way. And if you're going to tell me you're going to have a relationship with God and you ain't got one with the local church, I'm telling you that's a messed up relationship, amen. I'd go a little further and say it may not be real, amen. Don't y'all think that's probably right? How many of these folks say, I love Jesus, but I don't care nothing about the church, amen. I don't want to go, listen, I'm way off, but I feel like I'm on too, all right? Let me say this to you. That makes about as much sense as you telling me, hey, Brother Kevin, I sure love you, but I don't like Allison a bit. I'm going to go on record and say, you don't like my wife. Oh, you don't like me, amen. Oh, you can't be her friend. Oh, you can't be my friend, amen. And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ feels the same way about his bride, amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I want you to understand, friend, how you can't run around putting down the church and then talking about how much you love the bridegroom. I'm just, look here, try it sometime. I walk up to me and try to put my wife down around me and see how it goes, amen. Hey, thank God. I'm just liable to get in the flesh right there, amen. Amen, thank God. And I believe I could do it and still be right with God, Jeremy, amen. And I'm going to, don't y'all think that's right? Unless that's exactly right. I'm telling you, you can't come to the house of God. Everybody, you get around the house of God and all they're doing is putting down somebody else in the house of God. Hey, you just watch out. As soon as you turn around, they're putting you down too. Amen. But I got good news. Hey, you got false and I got false. Have a look up here at me. Hey, the Lord Jesus Christ knew about it, for he put us in the church. Amen. Oh, I'm glad for the church, amen. I like to come to the house of God. Yes, I like to see folks walk in. I like to see folks just smiling when they come in. I like to aggravate kids on the doorstep. I like to aggravate them throughout the day. I like to get on adults, and I like adults to get on me. I enjoy all of it. I enjoy everything. I enjoy that when we come in here, hey, Brother Matt, we're not interested. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you about fixing cars tonight, amen. Amen, thank God. And I don't want to talk to Nathaniel about deer hunting. And thank God, I don't want to talk about none of this stuff. Hey, come to the house of God, Bill. We always talk about the same thing. I say, how's your day? You say, and the Lord's been good to me. Amen. And that's what makes the church special. As we all come in the house of God. And I don't know what kind of hell's out there. But when we come on the inside of here, and we're all thinking the same thing. I'm just liable to get help tonight. And by the aid of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to hear from heaven. I want to meet with the Lord. And that's why we come. Amen. Y'all think that's right? Amen. Listen, so I start thinking about this. I'm glad the Lord didn't just give one church rest. You go read that thing, it says he gave all the churches. Amen. I got good news for you, friend. Amazing Grace ain't the only church. Amen. Y'all know that's right. I know, listen, I love where I'm at, and ain't no place I'd rather be. And I'm honest with you about that. But thank God that don't mean this is the only place. We ain't got a copyright on the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been a lot of places and felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. And thank God I've been getting ready to take some more. I've been plumb down to Africa. I didn't know the words they were saying. But boy, Brother Bill, I still remember it like it's yesterday. I'm pulling up, Kaylee, and we was about 2.5 hours late for a service, and they're still happy in the Lord. I want to try that here sometime, amen. That's some Sunday morning. I don't want to show up till about 1:30. I don't want to see how many folks are still here and still happy about serving God, amen. But Chloe, whenever I got out, I turned a little motorcycle off Kyle and I got up there. I still remember I'm telling you, this is real in my heart as it was then. Mama, they was just saying how great thou art. And I thought, I didn't know the words, son, but I knew the tune. And they got to singing that, and they got to sousing down on the chorus, and the Holy Ghost jumped up in my heart. I thought, what about that? I'm 7,000 miles away, and it's the same Holy Ghost here as it is back in Jamestown, Tennessee. I've got good news for you, friend. There's churches all across the world that the Lord's got his hand on, and every day they might be persecuted, but when they come in the house of God, God puts a little shelter on them. That gives them a little relief, amen. That gives them a little refuge. That gives them a little reviving from their day. And I say, praise God for the church, amen. 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 I want you to watch this, friend. There's some things that happens here. And this is what happens when we're sheltered, all right? I thank God. Listen, how many of y'all glad you're being sheltered in your life? Amen. Amen. Boy, that makes me happy. They say, boy, your kids are sheltered. I thought that's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Somebody help me all down right there. I thought that I've been sheltered as a Christian. I thank God for that. Amen. I mean, listen, I thank God for being sheltered. And I want our church to be sheltered from everything else going on. And from all the doctrines of devils and every wind of doctrine that blows in. Amen. I want to stay right where we're at, believing what we believe and doing what's right according to the Lord. That's what the Bible said when they got sheltered. I want to just give you three or four things. And nobody sang, so I got another 2 hours to preach. Amen. I mean, nobody sang much. And so the less you sing, the longer I preach. Amen. And thank God, that wouldn't make no difference. Y'all know that. I want you to watch what the Bible said. It said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. Boy, I like this next King James Bible word. It said, and were edified. Amen. Boy, I like that. Amen. You'll not find that in another version too much. I don't like that word. They said, that's not a word we use anymore. That's a word I use pretty regular. Amen. I like it. Thank you. You know what the word edify means? It means to build up. Amen. And so while we're sheltered, Dad, you know why we come to the house of God? That's so we come to the house of God to get built up. Amen. And I want to tell you this, thank God. The first thing I thought about, you want to be edified. There's personal edification. That is to say, now listen, everybody stay tuned in right here, all right? If the only feeding you get is on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you're probably in pretty rough shape. Amen. I mean, take a lesson. What I'm giving you is what God's already given me. And so it's second hand. Y'all understand that? But I'll tell you this, I thank God you can get a hold of some meat on your own. The Bible would say it like this in the book of Jude, verse number 20. It says, building yourselves up and keeping yourselves, amen, in the Holy Ghost, building yourselves up in faith. And so, in other words, it's like this. There's some things you got to do on your own, how to build your own self up. And we can't do that for you, amen. I can't read the Bible for you. Hey, you can't read the Bible for me. I can't pray for you. You can't pray for me. But boy, what a wonder that you can sit down with the Bible at your own house. Talk direct to God. Ain't got to go through the Pope, amen. Ain't got to go through the preacher. I can just get out the Bible. And the same Holy Ghost in you, the same Holy Ghost in me, I will teach us just what it says, amen. There's nothing like it. Now listen, I can tell it to you. And here's a blessing as a pastor, and I'm just teasing when I say this. But here's a blessing when a pastor, I can't tell you how many times, and I've preached something, and you know, in the next week or so, somebody will call me and they'll say, hey, Brother Kevin, let me tell you what I heard this week. Amen. And they'll get to sharing with me something. I'll say, yeah, thank God I preached on that 2 months ago. I'll say, you preached on that? So I don't remember that a bit. Amen. I thought, what a blessing. Amen. That's good. Thank God. I come in the house of God sometimes, and these folks, they'll say, well, listen, I go on and on about that. I better stop right there. But I tell you this, it's a blessing when you get in the Bible and nobody else showed it to you. Just you as a praying, and whenever you came to that passage of Scripture, the Holy Ghost highlighted it on the page. And God is speaking to your heart. And you didn't learn it from man. And you got it from God. That'll stay with you. Amen. So we build ourselves up. Yep. Hey, man, now listen, there's personal responsibility. Matthew chapter number 7, you find that the Lord Jesus Christ says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth him, he said, I'll liken him to a wise man. Yeah, yeah. He said, the rains descended. He said, the floods came, the winds blew, and they beat upon the house. And it said, thank God. It said, and it fell not. And because, hey, listen, it was founded on a rock. Amen. I'll say this to you. What we do in this right here is we understand out there we got battles. And while we're in the church, we got edified. So we've got personal time how to build up ourselves. If you're a Christian and you don't have a personal time that you're building something up between you and God, friend, listen, you're in trouble. Now, I mean, you say, well, thank God I ain't never been studying the Bible for 40 years and I'm still here. Well, that's by the good grace of God. Amen. I'll say this to you. Now look here, don't nobody throw stuff at me because I'm happy and I want to preach happy tonight. I want to do the best I can. But if you come to the house of God, I mean, listen, and for 40 years you've been here and you have to call somebody else to lead somebody to the Lord, there's a problem. Amen. You ought not have to do that. Your first thought, if you've been saved, let's just say if you've been saved over 5 years, your first thought ought not be, let me call a preacher whenever somebody's under conviction. I need to talk to them about how to be born again by the good grace of God. I mean, friend, that's milk stuff. Amen. That's Ephesians 2, Romans 10. That's pretty easy stuff. And if you're in this thing 30 years and to thank God and you say, Brother Kevin, I don't even understand what it is to be conformed. I don't understand about the doctrine of atonement. I don't understand none of those say. And you've been saved 40 years. Friend, that's a disgrace. Yeah. Don't y'all think that's right? And you say, no, that's that. And you that hurt my feelings. Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, look here. I worked at Food City for 3 years, and I could tell you wherever canned good was on the shelf.
You're right.
Yeah. I'd been there 3 years. You'd say, where's the flyer at? I'd say it's on aisle 12A, four rows down on the bottom shelf on the left. I still remember. 3 years. And if you've been saved for 40 years, and we get in this thing and I say, what about that, where does the Bible teach us that we ought to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding? And you ain't sort of familiar with where that's at. That may be a problem. Well, that may kill the meeting. I mean, I'm one point in this thing. But what I said's true. We want to get back to what the church was. Ain't that right? So first of all, there's personal edification. And then secondly, there's public edification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says to build others up in the faith. I'm going to ask you this. I mean, we may not never make it past one point. Amen. It got pretty tight right there. Amen. It got pretty tight, but it's still right. Listen to me. Not only are you to build your own self up, but you to build up others around you. Now, I'm going to ask you this. We like that shouting part, and some of us, we said, woo! I said, boy, I like reading my Bible. I'm a building myself up, thank God. Yeah, but what are you doing for somebody else?
Yeah.
I mean, are you sowing anything into anybody else? Are you trying to build anybody else's faith up? Or are you just tickled to death to be building your own self? I'll tell you what, listen, I preached on it one time, and I'll remind you of it tonight. I preached on one time on Dead Sea Christianity. And that is to say, you know why the Dead Sea is the Dead Sea? It's always receiving and never giving, amen. And if God's been good to you, thank God. God's been helping you in the Word. God's been building you up. And you ain't pouring out into somebody else's life, my friend. That's a disservice to God. Amen. Well, not too many amens on that one. I mean, let me ask you this. Now, if you've been saved for 2 months, you're probably at least ahead of somebody. How much time you spend trying to build up somebody else's faith? We tear it down an awful lot, don't we, Brother Beatty? Say, that old sorry cuss over there said he ain't no count. We're real good at tearing people down.
That's true, brother.
What have you done to build somebody up? I mean, now listen. Look around. I mean, just be honest with yourself. I may preach on this message for 4 weeks. I'm done. See, I'm not never going to get where I'm trying to get to. But I'm going to camp out right where I'm at till I feel like the Lord wants me to move on. I'm saying this, friend. Whose life are you sowing in other than your own? Who's your Timothy? Let me say it like that. Now, let me help you out here. Husbands, your wife, and your kids don't count. I mean, who around here? Look, just stop pumping brakes for a second and look around the room. Can you tell me one person in Amazing Grace Baptist Church that you have tried to build up their faith this week? Boy, it's even quieter right now. Now, we just talked about how we want to get back. Don't we want to get back to what the original church looked like? Y'all think that's right or not right? Joan, is that right or not right? You think that's right? And you know the one thing they was always doing? They was always building each other up. They'd get together in the service, and the ones that had stripes laid on their back, they didn't pout about it, Brother Josh.
They rejoiced
in it.
That's it.
Yeah. And whenever they got to rejoicing over the beating they took, you know what it done for a weaker Christian over there? They said, man, if they can take it for the glory of God,
yeah.
You know what I can do?
Take it too.
Baby. Said, I can take it too.
Yep.
And then somebody else stand up and say, well, yeah. Said, I lost my family. I lost my wife. I lost my kids. I lost my home. I lost my job. That's it. But I got the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when somebody else got born again, I'd say, if that fellow there can give it all up for God, that helps me to know I can give it up for God. And then walk around. What do you think Acts 16 is when Paul and Silas start singing? They are building each other up in the faith. And you can come through this whole thing day after day and look around. That's what's special about song service and about testimony service. Is it? And you say, well, I don't feel like singing. Well, guess what, Hoss? It ain't always about what you feel like. They may be somebody else waiting to hear that song.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I don't want to sing it again. Well, nobody asked you.
Right.
Sing it again. You know, I can't think but one time in 9 years that anybody ever asked me to preach. One time. 9 years. Somebody said, hey, I'd sure like to hear that message again. And was serious. Do you know what you do on Sunday? You expect me to preach, don't you?
Amen.
Y'all expect me to preach on Sunday?
Yep.
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Thank God. Come on now. Don't die on that. If I come in here and sit down for 4 weeks, you'll be looking for a new preacher. Right. And you know what I'm trying to do when I'm preaching? I'm trying to build up the church.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to do. And when you come in with your testimonies, you say, man, this don't make no sense. It may seem foolish. I've sung it. I heard Misty say the other day, yeah. I've sung that song 500 times. Well, listen, George Whitfield preached on John 3:7, 10,000. You ain't sang 10,000 times. And if you have,
sing it again.
Praise God.
Yeah.
If God honored it 10,000 times before, He's liable to honor it 10,000 times more.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. You say they all know my testimony. Tell it again. Amen. You didn't tell it for them no how. We're not bragging on that. We're bragging on the Lord.
Yeah.
So we got personal and we got public. We ought to show up and want to build somebody up.
Amen.
You want to build somebody up? Now listen, don't go, look here, don't throw stuff at me, nothing like that. But you know why so many folks in the house of God struggle? Because nobody's trying to help build them up. Plenty of folks trying to tear the whole church apart.
Right.
Try and tear everything apart.
It'd be good to look at somebody. Look here, you don't have to say nothing to me. I'm in this thing for a long time. I walked out of this church before and felt like everybody hated me, and I came back again anyhow. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? These folks act like they, somebody got mad at them. They ain't coming back on the next service, Brother Scotty. Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. I've seen many folks get mad at Walmart and go back there the next week and go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder how come that only applies to the church. Folks get hurt at the church. Only hypocrites at the church. Only people get their feelings hurt at the church. Somebody help me right there.
Yep.
All right, now listen. Do you got somebody? And look here. Y'all know how I feel about this, but I feel like I need to go ahead and say it. We don't have to have, as long as we're in this flesh, we got problems and we got to head those problems off. So, Brother Jones, I'm probably not going to be reaching out to Sheila, and I don't expect you to be reaching out to Allison.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But there ain't a problem with Sheila reaching out to Allison, Allison reaching out to Sheila, and me reaching out to you, and you reaching out to me.
Absolutely.
Amen. That work.
I know, you're too manly to do that. Well, that was still preaching.
Amen.
Still preaching.
That's right.
Yeah, see, it's not just about you. What about, I'm going to say this. I'm getting ready to close, and I know some of you wish that happened 15 minutes ago.
Good.
I was talking to Brother Savage the other day, and he'll attest to what I'm telling you. I asked him, I said, Brother Savage, he was talking about taking Joe. He's going to go visit the church on Sunday morning. He said, Brother Kevin, I wanted to ask you if it'd be all right if I took Joe. I'm going to tell you several things that says about Brother Delmer Savage. Even though he's my hero and he's an elder preacher and he's got a good touch of God on him in this church, he still believes in pastoral authority.
Amen.
He still lets me be his pastor. Amen. And he wants me to be his pastor. Ain't that a blessing? And so he called me as his pastor. I said, man, is that okay? I said, yeah. And then I asked him this. I said, Brother Savage, it's untelling. I said, how many preachers do you think you've helped over the years? He's listen, I'm not trying to put a feather in his hat. But there's not a preacher I know of that starts off that this fella right here don't try to help him. That's not the way me and him started off. There wasn't too many folks trying to help us. That's why we want to do that. All right, listen, y'all stand to your feet. I thought I'd preach for a long time, but I'm gonna give you this last one. I'm going to give you this last one while you're standing. There's personal edification. There's public edification. And then whenever you get to really looking, here I'm talking about getting built up. You ought to build yourself up. Now, I'm talking about pride. I'm talking about spiritual things. You ought to build up everybody else around you. Then there's providential. Now, I want to say this. Listen, one of the great verses in the Bible is not me building me, not you building somebody else. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ told Peter when he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Psalm 127 verse 1 said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain.
That's right.
Buildeth. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. If the Lord's not the one doing the building in this place, it'll come to naught. Are y'all listening to me? I'm asking you this. I mean, just real simple here. And if we're going to get back to what this church looks like, three things. We're going to have to let the Lord do the building. You're going to have to be responsible, and I'm going to have to be responsible for my own building. And at some point in time, we got to care enough about the people sitting across the row to say, I'm going to do what I can to help build up their faith too. Where do you stand with that? Lisa, come play something, whatever you're going to play. Whoever's going to lead the song, wherever you're going to be at, you've got the message, you've got what I feel like the Lord have for us tonight. And I'm asking, I want to get back to what this looks like. And no doubt you do too. Now the question is what are we going to do about it? Lord help us.